Hey, it's Greg. Thanks for checking out Toronto Today for Friday, September 23rd. Well, it's the Terry Fox run at a lot of elementary schools and some secondary schools in the GTA. Terry Fox meant the world to me. I was a little kid in, I think, third grade when he started his run, and fourth grade when he passed away, or going from third grade to fourth grade that particular fall. Not easy memories, and 42 years since the Marathon of Hope was just the story of the summer of 1980. But for all the Canadians, whether it's politicians, musicians, activists, athletes, Terry Fox is so etched in our memory and gets passed on generation to generation, maybe better than any other Canadian does. So I wanted to talk about him on the show today, and here's that conversation. One of the big problems, well, beyond the obvious, when the pandemic got going and everybody was COVID-19 this, COVID-19 that, and we had it around this time, April 12th, 2020, we all had reason to be, but we kind of missed the 40-year anniversary of Terry Fox beginning his Marathon of Hope in Newfoundland. We talk about great Canadians all the time. They always a list of the greatest Canadians, and you can kind of pick out a flaw with one or the other. Terry Fox, pretty much impeccably non-flawed. And I think the things we remember as kids, the music we liked, the movies we went to, the friends we had, the places we visited, all remain with us as we get older. I'm not a person that thinks, well, the good old days were always so much better. Billy Joel has a line in a song called Keeping the Faith that the good old days weren't always so good. And that's true. I think we care more about each other and we show it. Terry Fox was somebody who changed how cancer was viewed, changed how we raised money for cancer, and changed how we had discussions about disease in general. We used to ostracize, and we used to shun, and we used to ignore people who struggled. We just thought, well, they got a bad roll of the dice. What can anyone do about it? And we shrug our shoulders. And honestly, there are times in 2022 that you do feel that way about things that are happening to yourself or in your own household or to one of your relatives. That's understandable. I'm not going to slow down somebody's life from caring specifically about me. They've got their own things. And I think we've realized a lot that you just can never tell what someone ends up going through. You can never tell where somebody is. So it's better to be good than bad. Choose goodness over badness. Be nice, not unnice. Be kind, not unkind. Terry Fox was a different animal and changed who we were. And I think he's the greatest Canadian in my lifetime. He's the most influential Canadian for sure in my lifetime. You can imagine, I've talked about this a couple different times, finding out that he'd passed away on one of the last days of school of fourth grade. I'll never forget having a conversation about it. One of the girls running out of the room crying, she went down to the bathroom. She didn't raise her hand. You're supposed to do that back then. Mrs. Kirk gave me a lot of problems for not raising my hand to go to the bathroom, but I think she made an exception in this case. And today, elementary school kids will run across the Toronto area and across the GTA in honor of Terry Fox. They all know who he is. Not all of them know who John A. McDonald is. Not all of them know who Mark Garneau is. Not all of them know who Pierre Trudeau is or Wayne Gretzky or Don Cherry. They know Terry Fox. 143 days, he planned to run 3,339 miles in a quote-unquote marathon of hope across Canada. This was all about effort. Did I mention he had cancer? Did I mention he had one artificial leg, his right leg, his dominant leg, no less? And he still challenged himself to run 26.2 miles every day. Terry Fox said this about spending time when he got cancer and was diagnosed with cancer. They put him in with kids. They thought that would be more relatable to him. So once he started running again, kids were really special to him. And he documented that seeing a leukemia patient who was 12 years old when he was running across Ontario.
I'm crying now because there's somebody here right now who is going through the same thing that I went through. Exact same thing, and he's only 10 years old. And I had the most inspirational day of my life today.
We always had a special place in our hearts for children who were sick. We have the Sick Kids Hospital, the hospital for sick children. Now, that opened in 1875, and we know Sick Kids Foundation, which I've done some things for, has just a phenomenal reputation across the country. Do we have problems with their healthcare? Oh my gosh, yes, we do. But we should be proud of buildings like this. Proud that we offer the kind of services we do at hospitals like this, at Sunnybrook Hospital as well. David Malkin from SickKids does his work focused on genetic and genomic mechanisms of childhood cancer. How do we spot it early? How do we screen early? You don't bring your kid to the hospital every single month of every single year. So how can we spot symptoms? How can we spot things as quickly as we possibly can? And David Malkin said this. Terry made it okay to raise money for cancer. He made it okay to talk about cancer. He made it okay to have cancer.
There was absolutely no question that this was some iconic event that was happening. Talking about cancer publicly was something that really wasn't done very much. He made it okay to talk about cancer. And that was the first most important step to then allow the rest of the population to do what needed to be done to start thinking of raising funds for cancer research.
And it's true. We now raise funds for cancer. We now have more conversations about it. I find it amazing, 42 years later, how close people hold Terry Fox to their hearts. I'm such a person. He wanted to have an impact. That's all we want at the end of the day. We want to be able to put our head on our pillow, go to sleep at night and think, I probably did more good than bad today. Not every day, probably in 365 days a year, can we say that. And now, politics as it is, our culture as it is, our suspicion of each other as it is, who can you trust? Who do you believe in? Terry Fox stands alone in that capacity. He really, really does. He talked about the impact he wanted to have even after he documented the Marathon of Hope ending. This is audio. It's video. Also, it's tough to watch. He was sitting on basically a gurney propped up with a pillow and a mattress underneath. But there's media microphones in there, and he has to admit that he won't be able to run anymore to raise any more money. It's one of the seminal moments that I remember from watching television as a kid, and I remember tears welling up. I'm more of a crier now than I was when I was 9 years old, but it was hard to hold back watching this in 1980.
Originally, I had primary cancer in my knee 3.5 years ago, and that the cancer had spread, and now I've got cancer in my lungs, and we got to go home and try and do some more treatment, but all I can say is if there's any way I can get up there again and finish it, I will.
If you can, donate whatever you can, however small, to a kid running in the Terry Fox Run today. The Marathon of Hope was so incredibly inspiring. We all think, oh, we're known around the world as being some nice people. Canadians are so nice. Terry Fox took that to a whole other level. And he offered hope that continues today, that cancer is not a death sentence. Never mind it not being a death sentence. You can have conversations about it. You don't have to hide it. You don't have to be shunned from society. You can say, I've got it. I know it. I'm going to beat it. Terry Fox gave us that kind of inspiration early days. And if you can't donate today, go to an elementary school, I guess get as close as you can, and clap. Cheer those runners on. Let them know that no matter where we go in our society, no matter what we do, we got to keep this legacy going. And I'll say this in closing. John A. McDonald has 19 schools named after him across Canada. Terry Fox has 14 schools named after him across Canada. We need more Terry Fox schools and maybe less of the former. Just maybe that should be the case. Congratulations to our kids running for him today and our educators for continuing to let our kids know who Terry is, was, and that his legacy is as strong as ever 42 years later.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.